AM 700, KBYR, Anchorage. It's time for Conversations Unlimited with your host, Dave Stroh.
Good morning and welcome. Let me introduce to you my co-host for this next hour, Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage. He believes that the body has a tremendous power to heal itself and that it just needs no interference for better health. He joins us now in our studio at 9th and Gamble. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
Always a pleasure to see you. I hope this is the last time that we have this conversation about this particular subject matter. Dr. Kersey, the new Omicron variant BA.2 is here in the United States. It continues to grow, now becoming the dominant strain across the country. I have to ask, what steps can our listening audience take to lower the risk, minimize the disruption, and protect their lives against this new variant of COVID?
The variant of COVID. We were talking yesterday how we thought it was just done. You know, the war came in, and then I thought COVID was out.
No.
It's still here.
No.
We still have another variant.
Yes, we do.
What we've been talking about in the last, how many years? Two and a half, almost three years. I think, well, three, because they want me to re-up my contract. So I guess it's like almost
Oh, has
three.
It really?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I hope you do.
You're probably righter than I am. We've been talking about prevention. We've been talking about health. We've been talking about innate intelligence. We've been talking about all these things to better your health. We've been talking about better sleep, better exercise, better nutrition, chiropractic care. Those are the things that we should still be talking about to protect ourselves from any variant, because when we build up our internal resistance, we fight those opportunistic organisms out there trying to make us sick. And we get sick when our resistance is down. We know that the first couple of strains, we saw people with comorbidities,
yes,
those people with other injuries to the body, and I say injuries, disease processes, diabetes, heart conditions, those things, they were the people getting affected, right?
Right.
So what we have to do now is think, well, let's not have diabetes. Let's not have. And if you're diabetic type 1, of course, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about the people that can decrease their sugar intake and increase their exercise. The people with high blood pressure. Those things that we can do something about. We should have been doing that years ago. And now it's the time to say, hey, well, over the last couple of years, I'm just trying to maintain my health. Health doesn't come from a mask. I know it doesn't come from a mask, and we have to just say we're not going to fear the virus anymore. We're going to start building ourselves up, and I think that's what we should be doing, and we should have been doing that, and there are some people talking about that. I know we've been talking about that, so I think it comes down to taking care of ourselves the best way we can and avoiding that, and at the same time, not having fear, because I think now we know that not everyone's just dropping, and we're not all
right.
Dead from this, so we know that if we don't have that fear, we're going to be okay.
It's been stated that COVID and its variants are a part of our lives now, just like the flu. What about COVID doesn't have to be accepted?
What do you mean doesn't have to be accepted? What, it doesn't have to be accepted in our lives,
yes,
as far as a part of us? I think that if we think of COVID as just another virus, another flu, we're not talking about the flu season anymore. We're talking about the COVID season. Now we're not talking about this. Is it the same thing as a flu? Is it the coronavirus that was on your Lysol can in 1950? Is it the same thing? Is it another form? It's just another virus. So again, let's get back to health. Let's try to maintain health. Let's not focus on viruses. Let's focus on health. And I think if we focus on health, we're going to be healthier.
You and I came in to do this program 25 months ago. Life was one way. The next day, it changed. What did you learn personally over the last 25 months about COVID and all that we experienced just here in Anchorage?
Oh, I really do think the fear of the outside influence, just like in your personal life, if you let too many outside influences in and listen to too many people, you're going to have, scared. I'm fearing to do something in business, or I'm fearing to do something in my personal relationship because of everyone's outside influence. I think the outside influence of the media and everybody influenced us to a point of fear, and that brought down a lot of resistance and brought more people sick. So I think I learned that fear is something we should be working to get over. We have nothing to fear but fear itself, and I really do think that's a big thing. What else did I learn? I learned that chiropractic is still a primary health care provider, and we didn't close our doors for 1 minute.
No, you didn't.
We changed the way we did things as far as patients coming in. We couldn't do Saturday's hour hour of power and having 20 people come in the door all at once and waiting to get adjusted, we changed things. But what did we learn? We learned that building up that nervous system, making sure we had nervous system flow, making sure we had that innate intelligence functioning so we can work at our optimal potential is still number one.
Which leads to my next question. Do your chiropractic philosophies align with dealing with COVID and its subsequent variants?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And that's what we do. We align with all those things that are chiropractic. That's what it is. It's about the nervous system first and then everything else. If we didn't have our nervous system functioning, controlling our immune system, where would we be?
So. Well, go ahead.
Go. No, that was it.
When our immune system is forced to confront a powerful and sometimes deadly adversary, is it made stronger after it survives the initial confrontation?
Yes. And we know that natural immunity is better. And we had that one guy, that's talking about everything and tells us what to do and how many masks to wear, the Fauci flu. And I listened to a video, I think somebody sent me yesterday. He was talking about, we don't need to have a flu shot. This was years ago. We don't need to have a flu shot if you got the flu. That's ridiculous because you already have natural immunity. Same thing. If you already have COVID, do you have better immunity? Your immune system is there too. That's what it does. So if you have that natural immunity, chicken pox, right? Remember when chicken pox? Oh, let's go have a chicken pox party. Same thing. We're dealing with the same issues. We're just not making as much money on it as we did, as in chicken pox. So and it is a financial gain. What, 9 new billionaires out of COVID? Is that what?
I have not heard that number.
That's fantastic for them. They did a great job capitalizing because out of every crisis comes an opportunity.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is a physician, a scientist, and immunologist serving as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and is chief advisor to the president of the United States. You have been quietly critical of the United States' most trusted corona expert. Why?
I didn't know you were going to bring it up.
I was waiting for
that
one. That's
pretty funny.
I've waited 2 years for that.
My hands are sweating. We know he did work with the HIV and all that. And did he do a service for us or did he not? Was he responsible for it or was he against it? Corona, I mean, he's flip-flopped. He's done so many different things that I just can't wrap my head around. I don't like what he says, and that's really my personal opinion.
Yes.
You could love Fauci. You could hate Fauci. You could do whatever you want, but I don't think we should be listening to one guy who is a medical guy who's not talking about health. He's talking about drugs. He's talking about I tried to click on an article today about the jab, and it made me want to pay for the subscription, so I got out of that. And so they talked about ivermectin and its uses and how we got rid of that because it was too cheap. I heard, now this is just me hearing, back when it was with the AIDS problem, the cure was $1.40, so they shelved it because they couldn't make money off of it. Are we doing the same thing here? Is the cheaper route not the way to go because we're not making millions and millions of dollars? Look at the pharmaceutical industry. Look what it did over the last couple of years. Unbelievable. Who benefited? Fauci got an award for $1 million for something about a year ago. He got paid $1 million as the leading guy, and he got an award from some other country. Wow, people are making money on this thing. So do I trust a guy that is just? No, I don't. I mean, that's just not me. That's not my philosophy. He doesn't roll in the same category where I roll. So our views are different. And just because my views are different doesn't mean they're right or wrong, even though they're right. I just think that they're different.
When it comes to conversations about the immune system, who do you believe is qualified enough to speak up so that you will listen to what they have to say?
That's a great point. I think I'm qualified to speak about the nervous system, the immune system, because that's what we do. I think other people are qualified. Medical doctors are certainly qualified to speak about that. We just do different things. Chiropractor's philosophy is health from within, making sure the nervous system supplies all those other systems correctly so the body functions as a whole correctly and corresponds and coordinates and adapts. If we look at the other end of the spectrum, it is drugs, and that is not our way to go. So where should you put your knowledge into? Where should you get your knowledge? You should get it from both sides. You should listen to people like chiropractors and health practitioners that are natural healthcare providers. Get what they're saying. Look at the other side and see what they're saying, and make your own decisions. And make your decisions about your life and how do you want to live. Where is your philosophy on health? Where do you want it to go? Are you 100% medically based, where you just, I listen to whatever they say? If they tell me to get 6 jabs, I'm going to listen because that's what they say. Or the other people say, well, I think natural immunity is better, and I had COVID, and I have these things in my body, and I know I have natural immunity. Do I need that? And you have to make your own decisions, but you should listen to all the people that have the knowledge of that.
Have you, as a chiropractor, tried to expose the false information that has been spread about COVID and the treatments for it?
Yes, and we try to tread lightly, because I don't.
Right.
You're there for your reasons in my office. You come in for your reasons, whether it's low back pain or a wellness visit, or to bicycle faster, or to row faster. I'm just thinking of the guys yesterday that came in to get their optimum potential, and then the headaches, the nausea, the ringing in the ears. Whatever you're there for, that's one thing. If you want to bring up COVID, which many people did, we didn't have a day without a conversation of COVID for 2 years, every single day. So we had conversations, and there are rabbit holes you can go down, and I have a million videos. I don't even know if it's in the thousands. We have videos and articles, and just I have a plethora of articles based on different sides, and we can go down all those roads, and we can talk to people about that. So by reading all the different sides and by getting the knowledge and allowing the patients to actually understand what is going on, yeah, I think that we've had those conversations, and we've allowed people to make their own decisions, and we don't ridicule people for having the shot, the booster. A guy came in yesterday, he's in his 80s, I think he's in his 80s, and he said, I'm going to get my booster. I said, just do your research. I'm not telling you not to. He says, I think I'm going to get it. I said, you do whatever you want, but do your research, because I think there's more problems coming out from the booster shots than anything else right now. So there's a lot of stuff out there. So we try to supply our patients with information.
Right.
Just as we supply them with information about their own spinal and nervous system, we try to give them opportunity to learn and get them to make their own decisions.
In your study of COVID, is the immune system quickly overtaken by the virus?
I wouldn't say. Well, it all depends on what you have going on, right? So if you have more things in your bad bucket than your good bucket, and you have a poor diet, no exercise, your couch potato, and you have many different problems, yeah, you're going to get hit a little bit faster and harder. And then you have, well, I got the vaccine, so I would have died if I didn't have the vaccine, because I got COVID after I got the vaccine. Well, how does that even work? I mean, that's another thing, because we see a lot of people getting sick, but I got, well, it's a different strain. Okay. Just like the flu vaccine. What is I think 1 year it was 106 viruses were out there, and they shoot for the top 3 and they miss, but yet maybe they'll get better. So it's what you read. There was a book, I don't know how many years ago, called A Shot in the Dark. It was a great book. So that's what we're kind of doing. We're taking a shot in the dark.
If diseases and viruses are the body's enemy, then are the cells that make up the immune system the defense forces that take on and do battle with the invaders of the human body?
Yes. And are viruses and bacteria, are they the enemy? I think there's so many great bacteria out there. Sure, viruses are tough, right? But are they the enemy? But the nervous system is trying to coordinate all the systems, so we build up that resistance. And resistance is key. If we have our resistance, that's what those cells do. If they have a problem, if they recognize a problem, they're going to come in and try to get rid of that problem, if everything's working correctly. But if you have things that are not working correctly, if you have subluxation of the spine causing pressure on nerves, it all comes back. And that's our philosophy, right? If we want to try to make sure everything's working properly. We just don't want the absence of pain. That's not health. We know that health is social, mental, emotional, physical, now financial. They threw that in there. Stability and health. And we have all those things together. Then we're going to build up. Then we're going to survive a virus that had 99.9992% survivability rate.
The human immune system has been called the second most complex system in the universe after the brain. With an entity that complex, how does chiropractic, approach impacting an all-encompassing organ system that reaches from your head to your toes?
I would say that the brain and the nervous system, you've read the nervous system's number 2 plus brain. I'm gonna put those together as one, and I'm going to make that the brain, and we're going to call that the central nervous system, and the brain and the spinal cord, and then the peripheral nervous system, everything out there from your head down to your toes.
I've heard that song.
It's out there. But if we coordinate all those systems and everything is working together, that is the adaptability. We're going to be able to adapt to the environment that we're in. And if you are coordinated well and you are adapting well, you shouldn't get sick.
The immune system consists of billions of individual cells. How does chiropractic eventually influence those cells that keep us safe, health-wise, each and every day?
Billions. That is the goal of innate intelligence, and that is what the body is doing every single second of the day, every millisecond of the day. It is doing its job coordinating all those. Can you tell which cell to do what? You can't do that. We can't make a machine that does what it does. And the body is recognizing all those things, and it's coordinating and adapting. I'm going to say it again and again and again and again because that's what it's doing. And we know that if you have the good things in the survivability buckets over here, and you're doing all the sleeping and the exercising and the eating and the positive thoughts and the better the positive actions, and you have better form if you're standing up straight, if you don't have anterior weight bearing, if you don't have text neck, if you don't have all these other things going on, and you don't have fear coming in on you, well, then your body's just going to work.
Within the last 25 months of the pandemic, has the chiropractic industry been able to put together a cohesive plan that employs its vast knowledge of the body's immune system? And how is it, as a profession, can it assist in fighting COVID in the future?
I think we've done a poor job. Oh, I know.
Wah, wah, wah.
I think we could have done a better job during the pandemic in coming together with a way to support the community and say that the immune system is supplied by the nervous system, and make sure your nervous system is checked on a regular basis by your chiropractor, because they are the number one providers of nervous system care, and we have to build that up. And I don't think we did a good job. In the beginning, we couldn't say that we were taking care of people with corona. We couldn't say that we build immune function. We couldn't say those things by our national organizations because we didn't want to get slapped on the wrist because we treat viruses. We don't treat viruses.
Right.
We improve internal health.
And you don't treat.
And we don't treat.
I just thought I'd throw that at you.
I know, you're good like that. We adjust. And if we're treating symptoms, then we're medical doctors. And that's fine. If you want to treat symptoms, that's what they do. And we do something else. And there are chiropractors that say, treatment room number one. Whoa, treatment. What are you treating in there? What are you treating in there?
Yeah.
Are you giving lollipops?
I think we better talk to them.
So there are different philosophies in our profession, and there are different philosophies within different professions. And I think that we could do, and I don't know if we did a bad job, because I think a lot of people actually did well during the pandemic. And I think that they did very well getting through it. I think some people, even in our community in Anchorage, had fear and they closed their doors.
Yes.
They closed their doors to people that needed health care, which is amazing to me. I'm here to serve. That's my job. And in the 1918 flu, don't do that. Don't make correlations. Correlation to the flu back then, because that was different. How is it different that when you were seeing this is in the books, this is not me, this is written down in the books. If you were going to a medical doctor, you had a 1 in 250 chance of dying. People at the medical doctor. Chiropractors, 1 in 2,500 were dying. So if we were doing well then, and we were helping people through that, and we were building up resistance then, how come we couldn't say it now? How come we couldn't say, hey, come in the back door if you have COVID so we can adjust you? We couldn't do that. We had to make sure that you were symptom-free for 15 days and 14 days and then 10 days and now 5 days and now 3 days, because it's so consistent. The consistency is fantastic through this entire thing. It's not. And we couldn't do that. So I think we could have done a better job.
You know, it was my observation that we were trying to make correlations between the flu epidemic or pandemic of 1918 to apply it to how we could deal with it today.
Yeah.
That's what we were trying to learn lessons or extract the lessons
from
about 80, 90 years ago.
Yeah, we were making more money this year. So it was all, I think the financial aspect of this whole thing, it was just, I don't think we're actually seeing what the impact was. And it's just crazy.
What did we not do that's visibly obvious to you that we can do better next time in dealing with various variants that'll probably make waves through the city of Anchorage?
There's always going to be another virus out there. There's always going to be another flu. There's always going to be something else out there that we can put our attention on. I think we should be focused on the pandemic epidemic of subluxation and poor health. If we think that we can get better and we can live a healthier, happier life with a properly working nervous system, properly working immune system, properly working digestive system, properly working lymphatic system, every system could work. If you can work better now and prevent disease later, why wouldn't you step up to the plate? And I think that's what we should be focusing on. We should be focusing on a healthier community through all the things that we know we can do to benefit ourselves. And you can be healthier tomorrow than you are today just by taking little steps. Are you exercising? I was going to go to the gym this morning. I was like, I don't want to go to the gym. I'll go to the gym after. Right? That's why I'm dressed like this. Go to
the gym. Is that why?
But I did a few push-ups, and I did my little shoulder exercises. I did something this morning to get my energy going, and I'm drinking my Go juice over here, my coffee that you made me. Thank you very much.
Yep.
And I'm doing the things that I need to do this morning to make sure I have a good day, and I'm going to eat right again today. I ate right yesterday, and it was a very good day, and I'm going to do that again today. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do positive action steps to make my life a little bit better today. And I think that's what we should be going forward to. And I don't think we should be fearing the next virus or the next bacteria or the next anything. We should be focusing on being Superman and women and going into this going, I'm healthier. Mm-hmm. I'm going through this. I'm going to beat anything that comes near me.
Is that your definition of a better tomorrow that you would like to see happen when dealing with future waves of variants?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Increase your internal health.
As we regroup as a population here in Anchorage and prepare for a future living with the virus, what role in the future should the municipality of Anchorage play when it's dealing with a health crisis that is throughout the city?
Wow.
Yeah, we're going there.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I waited 24 months to ask you that.
24 months. I think we should give more decisions to the people. I don't think we should have mandates. And we talk about vaxxers and anti-vaxxers. And the anti-vaxxers, the people that are against vaccination, it's not true. The definition is against the mandate of vaccinations. You need to have free choice with your health, and I don't think the mandate should be there. I don't think you should close things. I didn't like that, and I don't like the mandates that are put on people. It's their choice. If you want to smoke cigarettes, drink booze, and sit on the couch and eat potato chips all day, that's your choice. No one's saying that you have to. It's a mandate to not do those things. So I think that if we choose to wear a mask, not wear a mask, vaccinate, not vaccinate, exercise or not vaccinate, sleep 2 hours or sleep 8 hours, that's your choice. And I think we should give more people choices and make it a nicer community where we're not having the disrespect of others for their choices.
Should personal responsibility be the rule in letting people take care of themselves and the way they see fit when it comes to dealing with COVID?
Yeah, how come you ask me questions that we're already on the point of? I mean, it's just, like, you're unbelievable. We're on the wave, Dave.
Yes, we are.
We're on Dave's wave. I think that you really should. I mean, it should all be personal decisions. And I think if we do more of that personal decisions and we have a better attitude of ourselves going into that and knowing that I'm making the right decision, wouldn't you feel better about yourself if you think you're making the right decision?
Yes.
And you didn't have to listen to somebody else. I made my decision. You should feel empowered by that.
Do you believe that chiropractic will get any credit or any recognition at all when they write the history books, just like they did on the flu pandemic of 1918, on helping the world survive a virus called COVID?
I don't think we can this time. Okay. And that's a shame. And we tried, David. We tried to make things different through you and I talking about things and trying to help people. I don't know, but I don't think we did enough documentation of COVID because, again, we weren't able to see the people in the severe COVID times. So when you came in and said, I was around someone's brother's, uncle's, sister's, friend's that it was possibly affecting me, so I may have COVID, so I can't come in. Whew. So you couldn't come in to boost your resistance, to make sure that you didn't get sick. You couldn't come get adjusted and make sure your nervous system was properly functioning because you might have been exposed to the virus. That's a tough one. So that's where I think we really missed the boat.
Will you remain optimistic or pessimistic moving forward, dealing with future variants as they may arise?
I think I'm going to be way more optimistic. And I think if something did come up like this, I think we should have some leaders in the profession to say, here's the program we're putting out. This is what you need to do. And let's start doing a campaign about internal health instead of viruses. And, well, that drug versus this drug. And, I think we should have more people out there promoting health. And there were some really good leaders out there promoting health during this time. And we know that the home fitness industry was huge during this time. You couldn't buy a bicycle. You couldn't buy a treadmill. You couldn't do anything for home fitness. Weights went up from $1 a pound to $2.50 a pound. Everything got more expensive because people were trying to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. So I think there were those group of people in there that did well, and the fitness industry did well with their online programs. There were some people, but I don't think it was the global aspect of that.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. Our conversation with Dr. Kersey will continue after these messages. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stroh. Dr. Kersey, to understand how chiropractic works, what's the first thing your patients should realize about their own bodies and chiropractic's impact on it?
Your own body is a miracle. And when we talk about healing, I'll often say to people, like I just talked to a young lady in Arizona, I said, I'm very impressed with your healing potential. I'm impressed with your ability to heal. And I'm impressed the way with you did things. Will you help me? I just removed interference. When you introduced me as the body needs no help, just no interference.
Right.
That's what we talk about. And it's the doctor within that helps you maintain health and your existence and adapt you to your environment. And when we bring someone into the office, say you come in with that thing called low back pain.
Yes.
I got the sciatica, or as like some people like to say, I got the sciatica. I'm right. Whatever you want to pronounce it. Somebody just said the other day, I got my vagus nerve. I'm like, what's a vagus nerve? the vagus nerve? So when we talk about that, when you come in, we go over your history, we see why you're there, because patients come in, you know what they come in for? Their own reasons.
Yes, they do.
They come in for their reasons and their choices, and just like we were just talking about. They come in for their choice. Hey, why am I here? I want to be pain-free, or I want to function better, or I want this vertigo to go away. I want this. So we try to get them to understand why they're there, what we're going to do, how we're going to get them there, and let them understand that, listen, don't put the responsibility on me for you to get better, because it's your responsibility. You walked in this door. I'm going to help you, but you are doing the healing. I am not. I am not a healer, although I play one on TV. The understanding that the body heals itself and that we're just a catalyst of health, I think, is the big thing.
Are there markers? Are there signs that the body has potential to heal and is a good healer itself?
Yeah, they walk,
like you asked that,
yeah.
Told that young.
Yeah,
man.
They walk into the office. I mean, if you're alive and well, you have the ability to heal. You cut yourself, your body heals. You break an arm, your body heals. Yeah, it's just the miracle of the body. And if you want to just function at a higher level, well, then get your nervous system functioning better. It just makes sense. I'll get adjusted. Hopefully, I get adjusted today. Yesterday, we were a little busy, and I didn't get adjusted yesterday.
I've always been curious. When a new idea or technique is introduced to chiropractic, where does it usually originate from, and from who?
Well, that's a great question, because we all try to come up with our techniques. And we say we're Palmer College of Chiropractic graduates. We use the Palmer package. We use Toggle Recoil, Diversified,
yes.
Gonstead, Thompson Techniques. You know what? We may take those techniques and learn how to do them. I was talking with our COO yesterday, our Chief Operating Officer of Alaska Chiropractic Society, and we were talking about how some of the videos, and you have like 5,000 drops, like, and you see these things on YouTube, and you're like, well, that's not what we learned. We learned three, and that's it. Three drops on the sacrum, three drops on the, and that's what you need. They developed that. Where did the new techniques come from? Because I don't practice the same techniques that Clarence Gonstead taught and adjusted like that. I'm sure I adjust a little bit different than he did, the developer of the one technique that I use the most. But I use the Kersey method. I do my own adjusting from what I've learned, and I've developed into a machine where I can go and I can adjust certain areas with my own technique. So I think they come from years of clinical practice and years of education and learning different techniques. There's the new things out, laser, red light therapy, different supplements. There's all kinds of different things out there to help the patient get better. Are they chiropractic, Dave?
I'm not sure.
No, they're not. But they're enhancements to chiropractic. So with the actual technique, I don't even know if there is a new technique out there that you can adjust a bone a different way. I know that when you put a towel underneath somebody's neck and you wreck their spine.
What do you call that?
The ring dinger?
Yeah.
You know, the poor guy, he's a nice guy. And I just don't like what he's doing because it's not chiropractic. Chiropractic is specific adjusting using the transverse and spinous processes by hand and or now instrument, and we're removing subluxation. The osteopaths, they had a system of manipulating structure of the body to increase lymph flow. More of a gross manipulation, and not gross like, ooh, that's gross. Gross like not specific, and not using specific bones and doing different things. So that technique is more of an osteopathic move, not a chiropractic move. So it might be okay. It might do something good. It might increase lymph flow, but it's not a specific chiropractic adjustment. So all these things, we saw the one guy with the bat and the hammer, and he's click.
That is Bo Hightower.
That's Bo Hightower.
He's a young chiropractic?
Yes.
Young chiropractor?
Yeah, so he's doing things that, you know, B.J. Palmer adjusted an elephant in the streets of Davenport to allow him to do his
last. Really?
Yeah, the Barnum Bailey Circus came to town, the elephant wasn't doing well. He adjusted the elephant. The elephant got through the show. He did very well, and then the elephant died later on, and then B.J. Palmer decided to dissect the elephant. And he has the skeleton of the elephant, and it was a stink throughout Davenport. And he has a humidor made out of one foot. He has a cane stand made out of the other foot. So they've used instruments and doing things like that to adjust an elephant. But do we need to adjust these super huge bodybuilders with tools? Not in my bag. It's not my bag of tricks. But can it work? Sure, I'm sure it could. So there's different techniques coming out there. As long as you have your technique and you're doing it very well and you're being as specific as possible and you have the patient need at the forefront and you're doing it and you're focused on the patient, not just for YouTube, but you're focused on what the patient's needs are, then I think you're doing a good job.
Was chiropractic blamed in the death of the elephant?
No.
Okay, I was just curious.
It was pretty funny. But no, I think the elephant was able to actually do its last hurrah before the circus moved on, and they gave BJ the elephant. But it was pretty crazy.
Does each new chiropractic technique that comes to the forefront have to be noted by the chiropractic industry itself before it's used on a patient?
No. I think as far as if you have it, like we have a shoulder move that we do where we adjust the scapulothoracic fixations. That's not a true vertebral subluxation, but I do a move, and Dr. Foley does it, and now I know Dr. Atkins does a move like that. I know Dr. Glaus does a move like that back in Iowa, and there are people doing that move. Just it's not It might not be the same as my move, but we're moving some serious shoulder movement, and we're getting a lot of relief, and we're saving a lot of people from surgery because we're getting that movement into the shoulder. I've done it to somebody sitting across from me. It's a good move, and it works very, really, really, really well. Actually, when we were going through our certified chiropractic sports physician program, Dr. Moreau asked if anybody had a technique that they used on the scapulothoracic fixation. So I did it on him. He's like, wow, that's a good one. So we actually showed him that move, and he liked that move. And that's a guy who was in charge of the medical team for the Olympics. And so he brought that to them. So that was good. So we make our I'm trying to think of techniques that I go to shows. I know years ago the Corin specific technique. Dr. Corin developed a technique and he used it. There's different things. The Gonstead technique was Clarence Gonstead making his own technique. The Thompson method was Dr. Thompson making. So they developed their own techniques and then bring it out to the world and then have other people do their thing. The activator, Dr. Furr did the activator with the little clicker gun.
Yes, which is used here in town.
Yeah, so used all over the world. And he's used, and he has a great system of checks and balances to adjust where you're going to adjust. And so there's some great techniques out there, and they've developed over the years.
Will the chiropractic industry admonish those chiropractors who go too far in treatments?
I think when you're doing things that are not chiropractic and you're way off base, yeah, we're not really a fan of that. If you want, now there are some people in town right now trying to put pharmaceuticals into chiropractic. I am not a fan. All right, that's just me. I'm not a fan of pharmaceuticals and chiropractic because chiropractic is a drugless, surgery-less profession. Period. It's the art, science, and philosophy of things natural. Now, you can say, well, supplements are natural. Sure they are. Should you be injecting them into the body? I don't know. Are you a chiropractor that does injections? okay, great. That's your stick. It's not chiropractic, in my opinion. I think supplements are great. I think when we start injecting things, I love stem cell. I'd like to get an injection of my shoulder again with stem cell. Am I going to do it? No. Am I going to let a chiropractor? Probably not. But I would certainly let the medical profession stab me with a needle with stem cell. Mm-hmm. I had a naturopath do it in Arizona about 9 years ago. It was wonderful. Wonderful, but it's not chiropractic, but it's a great supplement to or complement to chiropractic care.
Would anyone in terms of patients stand out for chiropractic care, or is it just for every single person, regardless of their health, good or compromised?
Chiropractic care for anybody?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, we adjusted little babies yesterday. One little baby was sick, wasn't turning his head one direction. That was good. Why do you adjust babies? Because I want them to function better. Why pregnant people, people that are in their 90s. We had people, I think the person a couple weeks ago was 80-something years old starting chiropractic care. Wow. People with disease processes going on. Let's help you get through that disease process by having a better nervous system and being able to function better. People that are injured in accidents, yeah, we take care of them. Chiropractic is for everyone, and it really will enhance your life.
What should our listening audience know about chiropractors when they are performing their task in a natural way?
They're doing the right job. They're doing something for you to benefit your life. It's not that hard to accept that chiropractic is a natural form of healthcare that is just encompassing the body's natural processes. It's trying to alleviate your problems and increase your function, add years to your life and life to your years. It's just a beautiful thing.
Yes.
And when we have a happy day yesterday, and we saw a lot of people yesterday, and there was a couple people upset because the 5 o'clock rush hour got a little crazy, and two or three people actually said forget this and bailed. So we know that there was a lot of people wanting to get adjusted yesterday because they just wanted to function better.
Yes.
Which was wonderful.
Would you say it's much easier to be at peace, to be positive, to be happy when the body is healthy, and can all those good mental attitudes begin with the very introduction of chiropractic?
They can. You are happy when you leave. You are feeling better. You are standing. The 15-year-old that came in yesterday, I don't know if he's 16 yet or not, 15-year-old came in yesterday, and he was slumped over. He came in with his dad. Blah. He was standing up straight. I said, you feel better? He goes, I do. You're standing up straight? I do. Are you breathing better? I am. And he was just a happier little dude leaving the office. And that's what makes me happy. I don't really know what the question was because I think that I missed that. But it can, positive attitude. Yeah, you can have positive thoughts. Let's have some positive actions, that's my goal for the rest of my life, is to have better action steps, not just thoughts. Thoughts are things. We say thoughts, traumas, and thoughts. Thoughts are things, and they can develop into your actions, which lead to different aspects of your life. But thoughts are things, it's true, and our decreased positive thoughts are going to have an effect on your body, but they lead to poor posture. They lead to actions of other things. So just because you are thinking negatively doesn't mean you need to act negatively. Mm-hmm. So if we can think, I got negative thoughts, but I'm going to pretend and I'm going to act positive. I'm going to smile. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to serve. You're still doing better, even though you have those negative thoughts.
Are we living in an age where our environment is established to support our health and wellness? Or is that environment the very thing that's degrading our health and shortening our lifespan?
We have the ability to have a healthy lifestyle, and it is all out there for us. It is your choice whether you go down the Dorito road or the spinach road. And where you want to go is up to you, but we have all the opportunities out there to have a wonderful, healthy life. It is all about choices. Are you going to take drugs to mask symptoms, or are you going to do something to remove that nerve interference to allow you to not have that pain or problem or symptom? It's all about choices, and we have to make those choices, and we have to do more things right than wrong.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. Our conversation with Dr. Kersey continues after this. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. Dr. Kersey, this was in the news over the weekend. The Reuters news agency reported that Pope Francis used an elevator to board a plane from Rome to Malta recently, with Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni saying the lift was to avoid unnecessary strain. It was the first time in the Pope's 36 trips abroad that he didn't walk up the plane steps. The 85-year-old Pope, as we have talked about before has sciatica, a nerve condition that causes pain in his legs. You and I talked about the Pope's condition months ago, and today he is still suffering with the condition. Has the Pope's quality of life, and his health, for that matter, lessened since we last talked about this?
Yeah, so what happened to the Pope? The nerve function is so good.
Is that Al Pacino?
No, I don't know what that is. Senator Warren?
Yeah.
When you have sciatica, you are not functioning well, and that is going to lead to other problems. You're gonna lean forward, you're gonna lean the other side, you're gonna have forward head bearing, weight bearing, and you're going to not function well, and your entire nervous system is gonna make up for that, and you're gonna be miserable. You're gonna make bad decisions. You can't make bad decisions as the Pope. And I think we tried to call.
Yes,
right?
Yes, you did.
I interviewed with Dottore Enzo Mulacci back in 1993. I was gonna work in Italy. I decided not to. I came to Anchorage, Alaska. Yeah, it's all about choices.
Yes,
what were you just talking about?
Yeah.
It's all about choices. Wow, what was I thinking?
Somebody made you an offer you couldn't refuse.
I got an offer I couldn't refuse. So I got to hit an Anchorage. But if I was practicing over there with Dottore Enzo Mulacci, and you're darn right I'd be trying to get to the Pope. But you know what Italy has that we don't have in
America? I don't know.
The most densely populated, or the most, I guess it's most medical doctors per capita are in Italy. Did you know that?
I did not know
that. So it's a very medical world in Italy. And one chiropractor actually did a crusade to get chiropractic into their healthcare system for years and years and years and years. It finally passed. He actually won crusader of chiropractic. So if you don't think you make a difference, you can. And he really changed the world of chiropractic over there because everything went to the physios. And I don't think the physios, as they call them, are doing any good for sciatic neuralgia. You can stretch and you can rub and you can massage. You can do everything you want to sciatic neuralgia until you get that pressure off that L5 disc, you're not going to get things better. And you need a real adjustment into that area to remove that pressure. Yeah, he could probably have a lot of degenerative changes, 85 years old, but he doesn't have to. And there can be symptom relief, and he could function better, and everything else in his body could function better if he was adjusted. So we need to adjust the Pope, guaranteed need to adjust the Pope. And
yes.
If I could fly out there, if anybody knows how I can get to Italy to adjust him, I have my passport ready to go.
The Pope's condition has been ongoing for a very long time. What happens when it's left untreated, especially in a man who is now 85?
Yeah, momentum builds up, right? It's a momentum, and he get more and more momentum, and then more momentum leads to more problems. So we have to try to, if you have sciatic symptoms early on and we take care of it early on, do we treat it? No.
No.
Do we adjust it? Yes.
Yes.
And we do allow the body to function at its peak, so we get things early, and if we wait, we look at a year later and go, oh, look, he's in worse shape. Oh, go figure. You know what we'll do? We'll wait until it gets really bad, and then we'll do surgery. Oh, we can't do surgery now because he's 85 years old, and he might not make it. Okay, so what should we have done? We should have got it a long time ago. And I'm sure, Dave, he had some low back pain, sciatic issues a long time ago, and he never dealt with them. And when you don't deal with them, things get worse. And when we stop moving down there, we get degenerative changes. We get arthritis. Oh, I got the osteoarthritis. You can't touch me as a chiropractor. Wrong. If anyone is telling you that you can't get adjusted because you have osteoarthritis of your spine, you need to find another provider that actually knows what they're talking about, because that is a false statement. I don't care who you are in the medical world. I'll go against that all day long. Mike.
Well, we will certainly be following the Pope's condition from here on out.
Thank you, David.
Dr. Kersey, I want to thank you for sharing this hour with us. If you would like to live a life of better health, you can call Kersey Chiropractic. What's that number?
That number is 5 or 6 or 9, 9 or 3 or 5 or 5.
Dr. Kersey will join us again next Tuesday at 8 a.m. for another Conversation Unlimited. For now, I'm Dave Stroh. Have a good week.